welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi.
And also with us is Brittany.
Hi.
We're on the second issue of this Wonder Woman arc, issue number two. If you'd like to check out our last coverage, check out our previous episode. So let's hop into this second issue here.
All right, so we open up on a military base, and we meet Grandpa Steve. And
yeah, man, like
Steve Trevor looks like he's 60 years old in this.
Considering the Trevor I see in
the dude in the movie, you know, is like what, in his like mid 20s supposed to be or something like that.
30,
he's in his beautiful.
And then you've got like, you know, fucking Grandpa Steve here who you know is no, he is all of 60 years old, according to the lines on his face and his hands.
Well, I was going to say, according to like New 52 and Rebirth, he is early 30s, been in the military for 10, 15 odd years, and somehow still became a colonel, or maybe he still is a captain. I don't know. But he is, like, he's younger, he's got, like, the facial hair goatee kind of thing. He's still a weathered military man, but I don't know. Like the fact that
his ear.
That doesn't mean much. We have a lot of early issues where young people have receding
hairlines. This isn't even like the big forehead issue. This is like the actual, you know, like his receding hairline in this picture where he's talking to the colonel or general or whatever. It fucking cuts back behind his ear. Like,
I mean,
on top of his head.
Prince Harry, or not Harry, William.
See, there you go.
I mean, I do know some people with that issue.
But do they have, you know, wrinkly faces and, white hair?
Not the whole package of Steve Trevor in this issue.
Anyways, so Steve gets this special assignment from this dickbag general. Is he a general? I don't know what the
fuck
it is.
It's a colonel. He's supposed to fly this secret plane, and it's kind of, these are orders that are unbeknownst to anybody. We go to Themyscira, and we've got Hephaestus working on, well, Themyscira, we've got Diana waiting on some news from the gods. In Olympus, we've got Hephaestus working on Diana's rope.
Something. We don't know what he's making, but he's making something from the girdle of Gaia.
Yeah. Makes the lasso of truth. And Hermes basically delivers that along with a message. Is that a message? No, he takes her somewhere else. We don't know yet where just yet. Let's see here.
We get Steve and his partner, or his co-pilot, flying through the storm that surrounds Paradise Island. Paradise Island.
There you go, yeah. Let's see, Hermes took Wonder Woman to go see, what's her name? I can't remember her name. Harmonia?
Harmonia? Yeah, the crazy chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harmonia.
Thank you. And Diana picks up a talisman from her.
A talisman and... half.
Thank you. A talisman half. Because, yeah, we get the other half later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets transported back to Themyscira right at the exact time that Steve Trevor is flying, makes his way through the smoke or the fog or storm or whatever, and sees Themyscira. Well, his co-pilot was an agent of Ares. So was the colonel. Like, this was all a ploy. Which, one thing I found interesting is that I'm pretty sure these guys weren't... They may have been, like, bloodthirsty for war or something, but they weren't puppets until Ares came into play, and then it's almost like the humanity's gone, and just Ares takes over.
It's almost like it gets burnt out of them.
Well, their humanity's already gone. Anyway, yes, after Ares like his
possesses them or whatever
comes through, yeah, they become burnt husks of what they were. And ultimately, the husk launches a missile onto Themyscira, with Wonder Woman taking her newly acquired lasso and lassoing the missile before it blows up and firing it back into the storm. And then she goes and saves Trevor as he plunges into the water with the plane.
She intends to save both of them. Fair. But is told to leave and only go for the other guy and only go for Steve.
Save the old man.
He has
then we have Etta Candy talking to another General Hillary, and they're
begged him for a Hillary.
Well, it works. They want to go see the colonel that gave Steve his orders to fly this plane. And as they walk into the office, he's a pile of bones. The office is, you know, just trampled and
I love how his skull is sitting on his knee though.
Because it fell off his head.
I know. It's great though. It's great.
Or neck, I should say, not head, sorry. You know, back in Themyscira, it's in Themyscira. They're basically tending to Steve Trevor and trying to figure out what's going on when Athena shows up and basically says, hey, your champion, Diana there, she's got to take this guy back to the human world or the man's world. And not much else you can do about that. This is us talking. So she does. She ultimately she leaves Themyscira not knowing if she's going to come back, and takes Steve Trevor following Hermeses. Sorry, I just automatically want to put that apostrophe on there. Following Hermes through the storm as he leads the way and back to man's world. We then get who are these guys?
Phobos and
Deimos. Now, are those the two that are in the Hercules movie, the cartoon? Like the two little
Pain and Panic.
Pain and Panic. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, I couldn't remember. Those two were fun.
No, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, right? That would have been great. But they'd have been, like I said, they'd have been back in their own god though. Then.
Fair. Yeah, because these are Ares' sons, correct?
Yes.
I fixed it. Shut up.
I didn't say a word.
You gave me that look. I saw
it. Damn straight I did, but I didn't have to say a word. That's because you're well-trained.
Yay. Anyway. but they're looking on to Etta Candy and
General Hillary,
and they're just watching.
And then they watch a Wonder Woman, Steve, and Hermes flying back.
Yes. They're watching on the events of what's going on. I mean, they're
creepy voyeurs.
Well, that too. But they're agents of Ares. They're also trying to get the god to win, which, you know, is, I guess if you're their follower, you want your leader to prevail.
Yeah, that's the problem with following people blindly.
Yeah, but they're also gods, and that's just what they did.
Fair. Well, they're also trying to impress their dad. Like, they have hardcore daddy issues.
Didn't every god or demigod have hardcore daddy issues?
Yeah.
Because almost
all and you know, some of those weren't their fault. They were actually their dad's fault because, you know, well.
Zeus.
Yeah, exactly. What? My daughter grew tits? How you doing?
Yeah, that's basically it. So we end this issue here with those two just plotting and scheming.
Right.
I concur.
That was quicker than the other one. Yay, we did it.
Well, there you go. That was only 10 minutes. So,
yeah. Well, again, that first issue was a double issue, and it set up a lot of the story. So,
plus we had the fun facts at the beginning.
Yes, which is great. Love them.
Woo, fun fact. If only I had a fun fact for each one, I could have been, here's your fun fact for issue 3.
There we go.
Well, hey. We have a fun fact in issue 2. Steve Trevor was 60 years old.
I wouldn't call that just, fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Wonder Woman story arc.